Welcome back. We were planning to have Tony Fitzpatrick on to talk about two things. Tony was on last week talking about the installation of his amazing mural for Steppenwolf Theater. It's on the outside of the building of the new Steppenwolf expansion, which is at Halsted Street, just north of North Avenue. And you may have seen a ton about it. I mean, it's been on every television news show because Tony is a colorful guy and his artwork is pretty amazing. We were also going to talk to Tony, if we could squeeze that in, about the reopening of his Dime Gallery. The world is reopening, ladies and gentlemen. I think you've seen that various places. It's pretty crowded out today. Nathan's an interesting... Nathan Mason opened the Dime Gallery today, reopened the Dime Gallery today from 2 to 5. So maybe they're all still partying at the Dime Gallery. That's okay. Nathan doesn't exhibit as much as he should. He makes these very interesting creations. I wanted Tony to define what these creations were. He's exhibited at Klein Artworks, Rona Hoffman Gallery, NAME, among places. He's curated a lot of shows, too, for, you know, various spaces. He was the guy who curated a sidewalk show at the Cultural Center. We do have Tony on the line. Tony?
Yeah.
Hey. So how was I saw you on TV about 1,000 times this week. You look good. You look fine. You seem
the only guy who's. I didn't see it, so I'm.
You're right.
I'm gonna have to take your word for it.
you seemed very pleased and proud at the same time of the installation of the mural.
I am. I got a chance to honor one of the most marvelous women in the history of Chicago creativity.
Yeah, Martha Levy. And, Chris Jones did a very nice piece today in the Chicago Tribune art section about Martha and the meaning of this whole thing for her. Was it hard to let go of it, or and what did you think when you would watch people on the street walk by and catch a glimpse of it?
You know what? I stood out there last night because I just wanted a few moments alone with the mural, and people really liked it. And I thought, you know, if this makes one other person think about the great gifts of Martha Levy, I will have done my job. You know, you know, Rick, it was more emotional for me than I thought it would be. In some of the coverage, I kind of lose it a little bit.
Yeah, I sense that.
I hadn't seen the whole mural absolutely completed until that day.
Yeah.
And ever since my heart surgery, pal, I cry about dog movies. You know what I'm saying? So I tried to kind of hold it together, but it's like, if you're going to lose it and be emotional at all, well, Martha Levy is one of those people well worth losing it for.
No question. No question. So people just go to Steppenwolf Theater. It's on Halsted Street, just north of North Avenue on the west side of the street. And marvel at Tony's work because his heart is in his work. So you had an opening today, didn't you, my friend?
We had an opening. You know, also this one was somewhat emotional because I've known Nathan Mason since, 1989, 1990. And I knew him when he was an activist for ACT UP and Queer Nation.
Sure.
And he's just one of my favorite people. This man has been shining a light on other artists for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And you know what? Today he got to take a victory lap and a bow. And he makes these marvelous mashups of traditional ceramic art combined with improvisation. And Rick, I'm telling you, if E.E. Cummings made ceramic sculpture, it would resemble Nathan Mason a great deal. I can't tell you the immense affection I have for him and his work. I bought three pieces, and Michelle said, I'm taking your bank card away because you're going to break us here.
How difficult today,
and it was absolutely bonkers with the outpouring of affection for Nathan.
How difficult was it? Nathan curated a couple sidewalks shows, which are really showcases.
And the ones at Maria Pinto. You know? I mean, he... that's where I found him. He had a little pop-up thing in Maria Pinto, and I thought, man, this guy is, he's ready for the front page, you know?
Yeah.
So I bought a bunch of them, and Michelle again threatened to take my bank card. And
Tony and Michelle just celebrated their 30th wedding anniversary.
30 years,
if she hasn't, done it by now, I think you're safe. How difficult was it to how difficult was it to convince him to have a show, Tony? Was it difficult? Because Nathan, you know, he's very self.
A little bit. I talk. You know, he's very quiet, and he's very modest. It was kind of like with John Soss. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had talked him into sharing it with the world. You know, Nathan's a private man. He's much more comfortable promoting other people.
Yes, he is. That's a fact. He's
blowing his own horn, which, you know, Tony's so good at that, you know,
okay at it. Yeah, you're okay.
And honestly, today was just absolutely a revelation of Nathan's talent.
Yeah.
And I was happy to share it with him. And I bought three pieces. Don't tell Michelle. She'll kick me in the butt.
You're going to ruin her wine store. You're going to put her out of business.
No. Hey, buddy, believe me, the wine store is going great guns. I am really happy that I'm part of a recession-proof business, Rick.
Yeah.
You know? And by the time you get there, I'm not going to worry about paying the bills at all. Believe me. We got all your favorite bourbons there, pal.
The Dime Gallery is located at 1513 North Western Avenue. Is it appointment only, Tony, or are you going to have regular hours?
No, we're open every day, man. We're open noon until 5 every single day between Monday and Saturday.
That's great.
Absolutely.
You were worried for a while, were you not, that the Dime might not, that the world was going to conspire to keep the Dime closed, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We lost Adventureland.
Yep.
And then I thought, there's just no way in the world that I'm going to lose two galleries to Donald Trump.
Right.
And we opened TF Projects. And, you know, Max was back today, and he and I are working on some other stuff. I'm with Bob Title right now. He's out on the patio. And
Bob is a movie maker.
We're working on some other things. And, no, you know, Western Avenue needs its art portals. And
oh, no question. No question.
Yeah, we intend on providing them. I will not lose any more to the pandemic or to Trumpism.
Yeah. Was the party crowded today?
Crazy crowded.
Wow.
You know, I mean,
well, Nathan's made a lot of friends. He made a lot of friends by being, as you say, a great promoter of other people's work.
Nathan is, first of all, a gentleman and absolutely a thoughtful and searching intellect that makes remarkably whimsical art.
Yeah.
When I say E.E. Cummings, I'm not kidding. He has that same kind of restless talent.
I know. That's how it struck me. That's how it struck me, too. Well, go say hi to Max. Go say hi to Bob. Go tell Michelle you'll never buy another piece of artwork as long as you live.
Yeah, I promise.
She's
used to me breaking those.
Yeah, she knows. Yeah, she knows your promises. And take care of your sweet self, will you, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely.
See you
by
soon.
The way,
yes.
You and I are overdue for lunch.
That's
and
true.
Come and see Nathan's show.
That's true. We'll do that soon. Take care, honey. Love to the family.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
That was Tony Fitzpatrick. This is Rick Cogan. You've heard another edition of the After Hours show. Krista Flores doing her eminently great job engineering. Ben Anderson is here today, so that's good. Brett is here. We're all feeling good. And we will see you next Sunday.